Holy and gracious God, we welcome you into this space, the space of this church and the space of our hearts. As a congregation, we stand in your light and long to step confidently into the plans you have made for us. Give us wisdom and give us courage to accept the love you so freely have shared with us through your Son, Jesus. In accepting your love, may we reach out to make Christ known, to share his love and light with all who are in need, to accept the responsibility to care for the least of these. People who are least, not in your eyes, but in the eyes of our world and our culture. Grant that your people, reborn by your Spirit and fed by your word, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory and speak of your faithfulness and salvation to those in our everyday lives and to the end of the earth. We ask this in his name, Jesus of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture reading, our first scripture reading this morning, is taken from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 9, and can be found in the Pew Bible on page 519, if you want to follow along. From Isaiah 42. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The word of the Lord. Amen. Our New Testament reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of John, from chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And this can be found on page 71 in the New Testament section of the Bible. Chapter 3. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown up? Can you enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The word of Christ.